Jimbo, you had something you said something about an Easter egg hunt or something like that.
Oh, yeah. There was just two moms that got in an Easter egg hunt in Seattle.
I thought it was a Houston
story. No. They got into a fight, though. I mean, this was like one of the moms saw the other kid.
Because of Easter eggs?
Well, they were doing the hunt now. The first woman actually saw the second child's mother. They were like so in a rush to get their kid the eggs, they pushed their child out of the way.
Oh, wow.
So you don't do that. They went towards the egg, so the confrontation ensued. First woman, second woman, they began fighting, and they had to be separated 3 or 4 times. One of the moms had a bloody nose. Could you imagine that? You're going out there to have fun for Easter. And parents, of course, get involved. I mean, I've been in crowded places like Chuck E. Cheese and stuff. I can see how things can pop off.
Parents usually ruin all the fun.
Yeah.
Be honest. Because, you know, if somebody do something to your kid, touch your kid the wrong way, say something to your kid, it's on. And I get it. But sometimes you got to let kids just be kids.
Or let them figure it out on their own.
Yeah, sometimes.
I think we've learned a new segment, you know, with Jimbo called, "You don't do that."
Because the police report said one woman reportedly pushed a child aside as her own child was scrambling towards some brightly colored eggs.
This has been, "You don't do that."
So, that, you know, the hunt begins and there's eggs everywhere.
Jim,
and just boom.
I like what Rob G. Y'all just heard a new show develop.
You don't do that.
Can you do that every day about 9, right before we get off the air? You just find a story and you don't do that.
Okay, yeah.
Can you do that?
I can make that happen, yeah.
That's a good one right there.
Like the story you gave yesterday with the guy with the fake...
Yeah, he had the fake penis. I mean, he's on parole, tries to do the urine test with the fake penis, and... You know, you don't do that. Do I have a new catchphrase? I think I have a new catchphrase.
I love it, man. Do it. Do it. You gotta have 2 or 3 stories where you don't even have to really explain it all. You just explain some of
like
it.
That,
you
get, that like I just did one did. Line.
Because everybody line. Understood what you okay. were saying. He obviously had to take a pee test, and he had a fake one. And like you said, you what?
You don't do that.
Was the lady with the crack cookies?
Yeah, the lady, last week we did a story about lady, she had crack cookies are like, you know, just crack, put up in
this
cookie form.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they found it up in her vajayjay. I mean, she was trying to smuggle them in, so, I mean,
that's a
you don't
crack.
Do that! So it's almost like I trail off, I have nothing else to say, and I go back to the catchphrase.
I don't even know why that's funny, but I think it's hilarious. I'm looking forward to that at least twice a week.
Okay.
At least.
I'll get a couple of them together, yeah.
That's for me. That's for me and Rob, baby. Nobody else may enjoy it, but just so I can hear the last part. The best part is, you know, the story don't look like it's going anywhere. You're trailing off. The frustration, you just don't do that.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. All right, well, there it is right there. You don't do that. What you should have put in there is, I don't know why you were putting information out. You know, yesterday was April Fool's.
Yeah.
Day, and everyone in the world that works radio was instructed, you better not do a joke or else your job.
Yeah.
This is not just our company. This was every company across the board in radio did not want any April Fool's jokes. And years ago, there was an April Fool's joke that happened to one of the members of the Mad Hatter Morning Show.
Yeah.
And Jimbo just thought it would be kind of funny to remind people.
Yeah.
I didn't understand your point.
Well,
since we
couldn't do any April Fool's jokes, we're discouraged from doing that. I thought, and since we couldn't top the one we did back a while ago for you, Mad Hatter, I thought I would remind people, and a lot of people were, you know, remember and have thumbs up for it. It was we gave you a fake record contract. This is when your song was big, and basically you were going to take the contract and leave Houston, so we're going to give you a parade. So we did give you a fake parade. We just never told you where the parade was. So we did a whole parade on the radio.
Yeah.
Sound effects. We had your elementary school teacher in the parade and everything. You and Mac were riding around in a limo the whole time. So, and then you were very upset at the end, which I can understand for an April Fool's joke. But still, you got to admit, is being the victim, we will never be able to top that. You
know, to borrow a catchphrase from the great Jim Beasy,
you don't do that. You just don't. Okay?
I'm sorry.
I wanted that $1 million contract.
Yeah, I know.
You think I wanted to be here working with you these years?
It's been good for you.
I want the $1 million contract with, okay, I know I wasn't going to go far. I was good for maybe one more single at best.
But you got his.
I've been a great one-hit wonder.
Well, the funny thing is, I think Jimbo got me too on that April Fool's because I was telling my dad, "Dad, we got to get this parade to go support Hatter."
So you were out there looking for?
I was looking for
like a lot of people were.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
People were calling the front like, "You just don't do that, Jim."
And I remember the lady who worked in the front at the time.
She was mad.
Ran back to the studio. She goes, "You need to stop this now." And I have the program director with me. He's shaking his head. No, we keep going. We keep going.
No, it's not funny still. I'm just laughing because I don't want
to
cry.
But we can't talk. We've never been able to top that one. So once you get people so good, I think.
Once again, you don't do that.
And yeah.
You don't do that, okay?
You don't do that! I mean, now we can't do that.
I'm done with you, man. I hope everyone has a great day. Sweetie Meats will be right back with us tomorrow morning, making us laugh in some way, somehow.